Let's start with weather-related stories, shall we? Considering the wonderful weekend that we had. Alan O'Reilly is with Carlo Weather and he joins me by phone. They cover an awful lot more than just Carlo Weather. So, Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
What a super weekend. I mean, it was incredible. Low 20s, to be honest with you, down here.
Yeah, well, certainly Cork held on to that warm weather a bit longer than most of the country as well, because it was a stark contrast for many places yesterday, but still very, very good, apart from those thunderstorms, if you're unlucky enough to be caught out by the thunderstorms. But other than that...
We missed them, actually. There was warnings, and we missed them. They just didn't happen, unless they happened in rural areas and county areas. But, you know, we even dodged that bullet. But it seems extraordinarily good weather for this time of the year, doesn't it?
It has. It's been very settled. Incredible, really, given the rainfall we had in February and the early parts of March. We really have had a spell of very high settled pressure, keeping the jet stream and all those storms and the Atlantic really well away from us, thankfully.
Is all of this COVID-19 and corona stuff, is it having a very positive effect on the environment, do you think?
Well, it's certainly having a positive impact in terms of pollution and, I suppose, general, you know, traffic. I know I've seen reports of deer in Limerick and, you know, the foxes walking down streets in Dublin, etc. and that. But I suppose a lot of people have been messaging me asking me about the planes in the sky. Is that the reason we're getting the good weather, because there's no planes in the sky?
Yeah.
So the answer to that is no. We've had our summer sometimes in April in recent years, so it's not unknown. I suppose the fact that there isn't those contrails from the planes on a clear blue sky day does make it that little bit clearer. So there will be a small little bit of an impact, but generally, no. It's more the weather doing what the weather does.
Yeah, the planes in the sky are they're so irregular now. You actually notice them in the sky, don't you?
Yeah, it's kind of people taking pictures of planes going overhead, which seems a bit bizarre.
I also just seem to notice, maybe it's normal, but maybe I just notice it more birds in the garden, lots more birds singing all across the day.
Yeah, I think part of that is probably the reduced noise from traffic, certainly. But the other thing is, I suppose, is birds are having to maybe come closer to the houses looking for food, because there's not as much kind of scraps of food around busy streets and things like that as well. So there has been a big change, but the high settled weather, I suppose, has made for, you know, calmer days generally. The blue skies, the sun, people are out more enjoying it.
Yeah. Hey, are you a bird man? I mean, should we be feeding the birds more?
I am not a bird man, but I know my parents have bird feeders out near where I have one of my webcams, and they've seen an awful lot more activity from the birds. So I suppose that's maybe an anecdotal evidence, but no, I'm not a bird man as such.
Okay, by the way, people may have noticed I put up a tweet over the weekend from one of the parks in Cork, the Tremor Valley Park, where there was this tiny little bird. It looked to me, it could well have been a budgie, I think, or I don't think it was a canary, but it was just wandering around lost. I assumed that it came from someone's home. It had a yellow beak and kind of like blue, kind of sky blue feathers to the back of it. If anybody knows what kind of a bird that is, maybe they might get in touch, particularly if they lost this bird. But anyway, a good week ahead, yeah?
Yeah, very settled, especially down south. There won't be any rain for the next 7, maybe even 10 days.
Wow.
So, yeah, the good news for people that like the dry weather, probably not so good news for the gardeners and the farmers. And obviously, you know, the word drought will start to appear again if we kind of continue into that kind of, I suppose, prolonged dry spell. It will be cold, though. It has been cold. And especially, again, for the gardeners, a risk of frost tonight. So there's a chance of frost and forest and temperatures.
So a new wind has come in from somewhere and temperatures get down to -2 overnight.
Yeah, we have a northerly feed. Now, we've high pressure, but it's bringing down this northerly feed of cold air, which arrived in the north yesterday morning and has come down across the country. Temperatures will slowly increase, but only slowly. So staying relatively cool, really, for tomorrow and Wednesday. Thursday, it'll start to pick up again a little bit. And by Friday, then, it'll be back up to 15 or 16 degrees. And at present, the weekend is looking very nice at the moment. So maybe barbecue-type weather, 16, 17 degrees in Cork, maybe a little bit higher even, and good sunny spells, light winds, and it's really a nice spell of settled dry weather.
That's right. Now again, it raises the issue of people remaining COVID conscious and not being complacent about it and getting out and about, not mixing with too many people, of course. So this is barbecue weather, you're saying. It's a time for the garden or for a nice walk. Maybe people who need a bit of garden furniture, this is the time to get yourself sorted.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's going to be great to have, I suppose. The thing about is if you are cocooning and you're stuck and you have a garden, at least the garden becomes an extension of the house rather than when it's wet and windy and you're sitting in looking out at it. I mean, it will be jumper, maybe even coat weather for a couple of days, but still it's dry and it's, you know, a sunny spell. It's great to get out into it. So it's looking good. So you can make plans for the next 7 days with no rain.
Okay. And what about beyond that then, across the rest of May and into the summer? Is it impossible to forecast and predict?
It is. It really is. It's really impossible to go beyond 10 days with any kind of certainty. I mean, there is weather models that will go a little bit further. And if we were to look at those, it does show a potential to kind of stay a little bit milder than normal towards the end of May and mainly settled with no real breakdown in sight at the moment. But beyond 2 weeks, that can change. But at the moment, it does look like the weather is going to stay good and dry and settled for at least 10 days and maybe even a little bit longer.
No point looking at the animals in the fields or what the cows or horses are doing or the chickens or the ducks or the birds. They don't give any indication about the summer ahead.
Well, I think they're more giving an indication of what's happening right now more than what's coming. So if you see a cow standing under a tree, it's probably because it's raining.
Leave it at that, as always. Fair play to you, Alan. Appreciate it. A great week ahead. Thank you, Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather. You can follow him as well on Instagram and also on Twitter.